Fred Hayes by this time had developed a high body temperature, about 104 degrees, severely dehydrated, bad urinary infection. He had the shakes, and we had to voice the instructions up to him so he could do the lunar module part of procedures, and we kept working back and forth. Throughout this entire process, two other guys come to mind. It's Ken Mattingly and Joe Kerwin. And Ken had been very instrumental in looking at troubleshooting all the piece parts of these procedures, the game plans, etc. Joe Kerwin would be the voice of mission control during the final hours. And he's a medical doctor, and his bedside manner with this crew was absolutely superb. He was a mentor, tutor, disciplinarian, teacher. I mean, the whole nine yards. That at times I almost felt he was on board the spacecraft, placing the crew's hands on the switches and just keeping him going. The final thing I remember about this mission was this reentry period. And blackout's the time period in the mission where the fire of the reentry prevents communications to the spacecraft. And by this time in the program, we could nail it when it starts and when it finishes to within a second. And each controller during blackout, this is an intensely lonely period because you're left, the crew's on their own, and they're left with the data that you gave them, maneuver data, attitude information, all of these kinds of things. And each controller is going back through everything they did during the mission and, was I right? And that's the only question in their mind. And there isn't any noise in here. You hear the electronics. You hear the hum of the air conditioning occasionally. In those days, we used to smoke a lot. Somebody will hear a rasp of a Zippo lighter as somebody lights up a cigarette. And you drink the final cold coffee and stale soda that's been there. And every eye is on the clock on the wall counting down to zero. And when it hits zero, I tell Kerwin, okay, Joe, give him a call. And we didn't hear from the crew after the first call. We called again, and we called again, and we're now a minute since we should have heard from the crew. And for the first time in this mission, there is the first little bit of doubt that's coming into this room that something happened and the crew didn't make it. But in our business, hope's eternal. And trust in the spacecraft and each other is eternal. So we keep going, and every time we call the crew, it's, will you please answer us? And we were 1 minute and 27 seconds since we should have heard from the crew before we finally get a call. And a downrange aircraft has heard from the crew, say, Araya 4 has acquisition of signal. And then almost instantaneously from the aircraft carrier, we get sonic boom Iwo Jima, radar contact Iwo Jima. And then we have the 10x10 television in the room. And you see the spacecraft under these three red and white parachutes, and the intensity of this emotional release is so great that I think every controller is silently crying. You just hear a whoop, and then you're back down to business again.